This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always email me. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Your health really is your greatest wealth. Do you know that? What kind of changes are you making with your health and with your life? You know, we can every single day. And depending on the kind of changes that you want to make, that you're willing to make, that's the kind of results you're going to see. It's so funny to me because I talk to people all the time and they have different thoughts and different views. And they'll say, oh, I just want my health to change. And oh, if I could lose 30 pounds, or if I didn't have to take 10 different medications, or they'll say, oh, if I could just not be depressed, or if I could just not be so full of anxiety. And you get to talk to them, and it's amazing to me. And there's nothing wrong. I'm not knocking any of that, because life is life, and people struggle, and we're managing our health as best we can. But it comes down many times to the want to that's in you. And there's genetic factors in all of that, and there's reasons that you have to take medicine, and there's a reason that your body is doing what it's doing. You've got genetic factors, you have lifestyle choices you've made for the last 10 years, and there's so many factors to it. Stress in life, but there has to be a moment regardless. And I'm not saying you won't have to be on certain things forever. Sometimes you might have to be. But if you can make a shift in your mind that you want to do everything you can to live a healthier life, that's a good thing. And many people are trying to find that. They're trying to find that. They've gotten into their 40s and their 50s and their 60s, and they've lived a certain way for a long period of time. And yet they see themselves and they say, well, wait a minute. I need to step back. For somehow, some way, I need to step back and I need to make some changes. And it's that radical change, that when you can find that place within yourself to make that radical change in your life, when you can make that radical change in your life, that's when you're going to start seeing the results. And it may only be a couple of pounds a week. You may start exercising. You may start sleeping better, drinking more water. All these little lifestyle choices that your physician probably talks to you about all the time, but you just never really implemented it. But now you're getting into a place where you need to. You're getting into a place where you're getting sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you need to go to a new level in your life with your health and with your life. And by doing that, you'll see the change that can happen. It's incredible. And I've got so many friends that have gone through changes within their life simply by changing their choices. The greatest power that we were ever given is the power to choose. It is a gift that was given to us. And just like our health is a gift, and what we do with our health is a gift of giving back of what was given to us. The choices we make every single day that we are able to make cognitively, that we in our own mind can make every single day, that's what matters. And when you can make those great changes, that's when you start to see the results. It's when somebody has a made-up mind and they want to quit smoking, like my grandmother, who was in her early 90s. And she's made a decision after smoking for 70 years that she was going to quit. No patch, no Wellbutrin, no smokeless cigarette, none of that. She just made a decision, and that was it. Not two packs down to one pack, down to three cigarettes, down to nothing. Just quit. Why? Because she had a reason. She had a motivation. She had the desire and the will that she wanted to get well. And she didn't want to let anything stand in her way, because she made that emotional, conscious decision. If you sit back and go, well, yeah, I'd like to quit. Or, well, it'd be nice. I know my kids really don't like to smoke and it smells bad, and all those sorts of things. And I've heard secondhand smoke is bad, and this new third-hand smoke that they've got out now is really bad for my grandbabies when I hold them. And you start, little things like that, you start rationalizing all of this, makes a difference. And if we sit back and let life happen, that's when the things happen to us that are not good. And you look back 10 years from now and you say, what happened? When really we can be into a place where we can make it happen. We can make changes and not let our circumstances and not let life and not let other people determine what goes on with our health and with our life. We can. We can make the change. We can make the difference. But we have to be empowered with the information to be able to do that. And hopefully that's what we can help you do here on this show. 888-283-7272. You can check us out. And let's go to Linda now. Hi, Linda.
Yeah, hi, Kyle. Thank you for taking the call.
Sure, Don.
I have so many things wrong, I don't know where to begin. But
well, let's pick one.
Well, this is the most crucial right now. I've had diarrhea for about 3 weeks. What do I eat was one of the questions for the ulcer in the stomach and supplements for no gallbladder and what to eat for things like that, also acid reflux. And I don't like goat's meat. I mean, I don't like goat's milk. I like goat's cheese, but I just can't tolerate the goat's milk, so thank you.
Sure, yeah. Let me ask you a question. When did you have your gallbladder taken out?
Oh, it was several years ago.
Okay, and so you have a lot of diarrhea?
No, I didn't have anything. They just wanted to take it out, I think.
Okay.
I don't know why. I wasn't noticing any special trouble.
Okay. Well, now, have you been to your doctor to ask him any of these questions that we're talking about? Or are they just kind of, you asked them about it, but you didn't really get any answers?
Right. And see, this is acted up in between visits to the doctor, and I forget to ask them.
Oh, I got it. So you'll get to talking about everything else, and you'll leave. And
you forget what I really need to ask.
Maybe that happens all the time.
But
you know, I'll encourage you.
Mm-hmm. They put the light down my throat and found out there's an ulcer in the stomach.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so they did an endoscopy. And so they did that and found it. Okay.
And didn't change any medicine. They just doubled the prefacid, you know, things like that. And the 40 milligrams, when I take one of those, I feel like my stomach's already full to the limit.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, do you eat a lot of grains like bread and pasta and cereal, that kind of thing?
I don't eat cereal. I eat some bread, but I don't know. I don't know. I eat eggs. You know,
that's good.
And I really like pork and beans better than I do pinto beans. I think I have leaning toward a sweet tendency.
Do you have any? How many different medicines are you taking?
Oh, I don't know.
A lot?
Yeah.
All right, let's tackle these.
I don't take them all every day. I don't take my glucopodge at all because I never do remember. Don't know how to get and learn how to work the glucose monitor. You know,
darling,
it myself.
That's important.
I know, but I just don't have anybody to help me. I'm taking care of my very old mother. I'm stressed out. I think that's where the diarrhea is coming in now.
That's where the diarrhea is definitely coming in. Well, let's do that. Well, first, let me tell you this. I know you're taking care of her, but somebody's got to take care of you. And why don't you do this? This is my suggestion, okay? This is important. I'm going to talk about some of these other issues when we come out of this commercial break. But one thing I want to tell you is get a little notepad and sit down and write down all your questions and all your thoughts that you would want to ask your physician. And go in there. And it's okay. Go in there with a notepad. Schedule an appointment. Go in and ask all those questions. Say, Dr. So-and-so, I need to ask you these questions. And any physician, that's going to save time, too. It's going to organize your thoughts. You'll get the answers that you need. And the nurse that works with them, they'll show you how to use a glucose monitor, how to take your glucophage appropriately, because the medicine that they prescribe you is extremely important. You don't want to let that go. That's first. In a moment, we'll get into your gallbladder, ulcer, and acid reflux. Hang tight.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
In the break, we were talking with Linda. I mean, Linda has a whole lot of things going on, as she said. But the main thing she was wanting to talk about, she has been diagnosed with a stomach ulcer and also had her gallbladder taken out and has been having some acid reflux. So the digestive issue is all the way around. Now, you said that you eat a little bit of cereal, or not, you don't eat cereal, but you do eat some bread, so you do have some gluten. Gluten's that wheat protein that's in a lot of the grains, and that can aggravate our digestive tracts. So that's one thing. And then also, when you look at your diet and you have digestive issues, you always want to backpedal a little bit if you have multiple things like you do. And having the gallbladder taken out is going to create a little bit of a challenge with you breaking down fats, and that could cause some of the issues with diarrhea. It's possible. But you were asking me, what is there anything you can take for a gallbladder when you've taken it out? Well, there's some research out there that you might want to look into, and I've done some research on it. And there's two amino acids. If you just look at the biochemistry, without getting too big and fancy with it, there's two amino acids. Those are basically proteins in the body that are non-essential, meaning that we don't really make them. We get them from our foods, and that's glycine and taurine, those together. And those amino acids are, those combined together make bile salts. And the bile salts are what a lot of what was helped with in the gallbladder. So they've done some research and they've kicked it around. And the glycine and taurine, when you use it as a supplement form, sometimes can help with digestive issues. But somebody at your health food store may be able to help you with that, but I would do some research on that. Those are two things. You got some pretty good information on those. The other thing with reflux and all, some people, the apple cider vinegar is been known in more of the natural world. I mean, your physician can help you with different medications. There's things like Prilosec and Zantac and, you know, the Omeprazole and some of the H2s and PPIs as well. But I mean, if you want to talk to your doctor about that and your reflux is bothering you, that might be a good way to go and just get with your primary care physician and they can help you. So when you go with your list, you know, you were telling me that you always go to the doctor and you kind of forget what you're going to talk about and you're not taking glucophage and you're on a bunch of medications, but you're not taking your glucophage because you really don't know how and don't know how to check your blood sugar and all by pricking your finger. See, I'm a big fan of writing everything down, get a little notepad, and go talk to them, because they'll be glad to answer it. And then if they don't have the time, their nurse will. And little things like how to prick your finger and all that, they'll work all that out with you. Don't let a day go by that you just put medicine or anything to the side that you need for your health and just put it off because you have to take care of somebody and you're busy. We all get busy. It's life. But taking care of yourself is one of the best things you can do so you can help take care of others and you can be a better you for others. That's what it's all about. But yeah, I mean, with reflux, apple cider vinegar has been known for a long time, and hydrochloric acid, HDL, betaine hydrochloride. Natural food stores have that kind of thing. And they've known for years that there's two ways that acid reflux works, or GERD, or any of those, the gastroesophageal reflux disease. There's two different ways that it can work. You can either produce too much acid or you cannot have enough acid. And you just have to figure out which one, where you land. And so apple cider vinegar has been used for a long time where when people eat it with a meal, it either makes them feel better or feel worse. If it makes you feel better, then it's helping the body make more stomach acid, more hydrochloric acid in the stomach. But if it makes you feel worse, then you probably had too much acid, and that's a good telltale sign. You can let your doctor know that, see, and that's a good little way, a little test you can do with, or, you know, whomever that needs you in your life, that you can be healthy. You can be everything that you need to be for them. And that's the most important thing. All right. Thanks so much for the call. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You know, the Medicare payment strategy that they've implemented is known now to reward hospitals for higher quality of care. This comes from the LA Times. And I think that's so important because obviously what everyone's worried about that's potentially going to continue to go through is maybe the lack of quality of care that could be possible. Well, they're saying here that the Obama administration issued a final regulation to reward hospitals that provide high-quality care. The first is a series of steps that are designed to fundamentally transform the way that the federal government pays for health care. So under this initiative, one of several authorized in the new health care law the president signed last year, Medicare will pay more to institutions that score well on a series of measures that gauge patient care and pay less to those that don't hit the quality benchmarks. So though the commonplaces in many industries set quality benchmarks and tying them to compensation, it will be new for many of the nation's hospitals. And it's a strategy that Medicare has never used before on a systematic basis. It's pretty cool. So, but many experts and the consumer advocates said Friday that they saw these kinds of quality initiatives as crucial not only to improving medical care, but also controlling cost. Today's payment system is ridiculed with perverse incentives that reward volume and high profit margin services regardless of value, outcomes, and appropriateness. And that is true without a shadow of doubt. You go work in a hospital for a day and you will see that. And it's true. And it bothers me because people need time. They need time spent with them to figure out what's going on. And I think if we can get to a place where we're at a higher, I understand the volume has to be there. Of course, we need more doctors, in my opinion. But the quality of care needs to go up so a patient doesn't feel rushed, so a patient feels like the doctor has taken good quality time with them. And I'll tell you a good place for this. Maybe believe it or not, is the faith-based clinics, the working uninsured clinics. You will get good quality time with those doctors. Those doctors will not blow in and blow out. And I'm not knocking that concept because the reason physicians have to do that is because there's, especially in the private clinics, is because there's numbers that has to be made and have to be made. And there's overhead and all these sorts of things have to be managed. And so it's not their fault. They're trying to manage the time best to get in, get you taken care of, and then they got to get to the next patient. Where some of the faith-based clinics and some more of the community health care clinics, believe it or not, you'll actually get more time with the doctors there. And they're not subclass doctors. They're not less qualified doctors that are working there. Matter of fact, I'm a big fan of more of the faith-based clinics and actually going in because you're going to have probably some younger docs that are straight out of school, which that's fine because they're highly trained and their brains are sharp as anything with the latest information that's out there. You'll get the guy or the gal that'll sit down, cross the leg, and talk with you and really dig in. So just some things to think about, and I'm excited to see what they're doing even with
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Here's your update from USA Radio News on the coronavirus. The death toll from the global pandemic surpassed 10,000 people worldwide. The UN chief warned of a looming global recession, perhaps of record dimensions. California Governor Gavin Newsom ordered the state's 40 million residents to stay at home indefinitely. And at the other end of the country, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo issued a similar order starting Sunday that all workers in non-essential businesses must stay home, and all gatherings of any size will be banned in the state of more than 19 million people. President Donald Trump invoked the Defense Production Act to get needed medical supplies on the front lines, and the federal income tax filing deadline was pushed from April 15th to July 15th, and members of President Donald Trump's economic team convened on Capitol Hill to start negotiations with Senate Republicans and Democrats racing to draft a $1 trillion plus economic rescue package. This is USA Radio News. Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Let's go to Craig. Hi, Craig. Welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
Good to talk with you. I have high cholesterol. And okay. It's pretty much genetic, but yet nobody in my family has ever died of heart disease. You know, they live into their 90s, and I don't know anyone in my family has died of any sort of heart disease. Sure. And I'm thin, you know, 6'4", but I weigh about 190. You know, I eat healthy vegetables. You know, I do the chug the fish oil, you know, the liquid fish oil, and I do the digestive enzymes, all the stuff you say before I even heard of you.
Okay.
So here's my issue. I'm not worried about dying of heart disease. I'm worried about, you know, the big C and other things. But anyway, I've got like a life insurance blood test in a week. Mm-hmm. Is there any supplement I can take to knock that down to get a better status?
I don't think there's
anything more I can do to reduce it from lifestyle. I think it's purely genetic.
What is the total number? Typically
220.
That's not bad.
Is that not bad? I've been told that was high.
Well, tell me the split. What's the HDL and the LDL? LDL's a bad one.
It's bad. That is bad. I know that, but I don't remember what that number was.
I mean, when I say it's not bad, it's not 350, okay? I mean, any physician is going to tell you to get it under 200. So just let me tell you that. That's standard. That's going to be your standard answer from pretty much any physician, all right?
Okay.
But
it was bad enough that the doctor had me do that test where they put the dye in your blood and they do the scan, the lithograph.
Really? Oh, yeah. No, they did?
Huh. Yeah. So.
Okay. And what is your age again?
At the time I had that done, I was about probably 42. Now I'm 49.
Okay, gotcha. Well, here's the deal. If you are going to have your life insurance test and blood test for that done in like 7 days, nothing's going to change that in 7 days. Like, it would need to be one of those things where if you're going to have that done, and I don't want to tell you what to do, but, I mean, you may want to wait a little while. Can you wait? Or I know you want to get that done.
Yeah, I can probably wait, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you what I would do, if you're more concerned about that and how that whole thing goes, I mean, don't do it. I guess what I'm telling you is don't do this just for the insurance. I know where you're going with that because I get it. But don't do it for the insurance. Do it for your health.
Okay.
And I would get it monitored. Like for example, I know you don't know. When's the last time you had your blood test done?
Probably 5-6 years ago when I had that test done.
Okay. All right, good. So here's the game plan. Here's the game plan. First of all, always remember this rule from now on. You're 49, okay? Blood work changes every 90 to 120 days. You can make some pretty radical changes in your blood in 3 to 4 months, okay? I mean, pretty radical. So it's always good to have your blood work done on a regular basis every 6 months. So you'll just go to your doctor every 6 months on your own. Ask them, hey, can I come every 6 months and get my blood work done? They might say to you, oh, it's no big deal. You can come once a year. But you can always take the stand to go every 6 months. And I think it's good. That's just my own thought. Okay? That's what I do for myself, my family. The other thing is, with your cholesterol being at 220, and you want to get it down, like let's say for the I would want to get it down a little bit just for your own health. Let's say you want to get it down to 200, 199, whatever. You want the split. Here's the split. The HDLs are the good ones, all right? Those need to be around 50 or above. And the LDLs are the bad guys. They need to be below 100 for good health, okay? But having a total number between 190 and 220 is really not that big of a deal. Now, it would be if your HDLs were like 20 and your LDLs were like 170. I mean, that would not be good, okay? And that may have been the way it was. But it's good to go find out what it is and then go. But right now, I'd go check that and talk to your doctor about it and get the blood test done, see what the numbers are, and then get on a good game plan. And that might involve medicine. It might involve something as real minimal like Crestor 10 milligrams. But that's something your doctor can work with you on. And I'm telling you that because there, you know, all the different statin drugs, people say, well, they're terrible for you and they've got terrible side effects and all that. Well, don't be scared of them because they were designed to support cholesterol levels if they're running a little bit too high. So if your doctor suggests it, don't worry about it. I will tell you that Crestor is one of them. They're all pretty decent, but Crestor is one of them that what I've been taught that has the least amount of some of the painful joints and aches, achy side effects that some of the statin drugs can cause, and not everybody gets those. But that might be something you want to look into when you talk to your doctor. But I would get a blood test done and check that out and see where the numbers are. Then come up with a game plan, right? Don't base it on what the numbers were 5 years ago because your blood's changed every 120 days nonstop since then. So that's why it's good to kind of get a gauge of where you are now. Now, let me tell you this. Here's some good natural things that you can look into, all right? Eggs have been known to be really good. I think they're one of the top cholesterol-lowering foods that we have, all right? And the egg yolk contains a couple of components in it, choline and lecithin. And one's a fat emulsifier, one is more of a transporter and helps with the plaque arterial walls. And that goes against a lot of the research back in the 50s about cholesterol. But nevertheless, eggs are really healthy for you. Okay. Now, that doesn't mean eat 10 of them a day, but, you know, two or three a day, there's nothing wrong with that. It's going to help your body. So it's got good healthy fats. Egg yolk is really great. They have those omega-3 eggs now that are out. The organic ones are fantastic. Now, the other thing, too, is red yeast rice has really good research on it for helping support liver function and for cholesterol levels. And, you know, it's not so much what you take for cholesterol, it just helps support the body. Vitamin E's got really good research too on it. I'll tell you, a lot of the medical textbooks talk about vitamin E. It's great. I was taking a course one time, and the medical doctor that was teaching it, he said that you know, it was funny because in the old textbooks they talked about vitamin A years ago, and there's a little place in the arteries that's, they call the Clathrin pit, and the Clathrin pit is this little divot that will form. Think about it almost like a divot on the golf course. It'll form inside the artery, and when that divot forms, the little plaque pieces that can float through the blood will stick it down in that divot and start accumulating. And that's where this little plaque can form. Well, they found that when you take vitamin E creates a slick surface over these Clathrin pits. And when the plaque tries to come in and engage itself and lodge itself in there, it'll just kind of bounce off. It'll just kind of come in, try to lodge, but it can't. It's almost like it's got oil over it, and it's just real slick, and it just keeps on going. So those are some things that even with research in a lot of the literature that can be helpful. Along with that, of course, don't take vitamin E if you're taking blood thinners or Coumadin or warfarin or anything like that. And you have to be careful. You don't really want to take red yeast rice if you're taking a statin drug. So, your doctor has to work with you with all that. And I just want to give you some good options and something to think about. Don't forget, exercise is important. Exercise has been proven to raise the HDLs, the good ones, and lower the LDLs. So it's little things like that. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about some really good lifestyle options that you could look at. So that might be something, you know, to look into or just, you know, get with your doc and talk with them. But no matter what, I would get getting that blood work done and then coming up with the game plan and then following up with them in 3 months, which is what they're going to suggest to you. It's more about getting your health intact, and that's what you want to focus on. So get the information done, get with your doc, and keep me posted. If I need any help, just email me or call me here on the show. That's what we're here for. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. And if you're not into the social media world, Twitter and Facebook, you need to jump on board with us. Email came in, Will in Birmingham. He said, I'm 40, and over the last year or so, things have gotten very stressful in my life. I've started losing much of my hair, and I was wondering, can stress cause hair loss? Well, I've got news for you. Stress can cause hair loss, absolutely. And what happens is cortisol gets elevated. Cortisol is a stress hormone in the body, and when cortisol gets elevated, it can wreak havoc in many areas of the body. It's normal for cortisol to be up at certain areas, like in the morning when you first wake up, but it tapers down as time goes on throughout the day. Now, as stress comes on you and you have stress on a regular basis, then without a doubt, cortisol can be up throughout the day, and that could cause issues. It can also cause increases in men of what's called DHT. DHT is dihydrotestosterone. It's a component of testosterone, which is our male hormone, our main primary male hormone. And that byproduct can do a couple things. It can cause issues with the prostate. It can also cause issues with losing your hair. And that can be an issue as well. And they found that nettle root is a good natural supplement that can sometimes help with those sorts of things and help stabilize stress levels within the body. And phosphatidylserine can be helpful for stabilizing stress levels and just kind of keeping your body healthy and being able to keep a strong immune system and all that. So those are some things you can look into that might be helpful. Now, your medical doctor, if you go talk to your physician, they may, you know, there's options out there. So just want you to know, on more of the medicine side of things, there are things like Propecia. and Proscar. Proscar is more, it was made for the prostate, but it also contains similar mechanisms for hair loss. They block DHT, and they can be helpful in that. So there are some medicines out there that can be helpful for that kind of hair loss. But you have to look at the root cause of what that is. So you can get with your doc and talk to them on that. But I really think that if you're under a lot of stress and you're around 40, welcome to it, buddy. You're not 20 anymore. But there's some good things. Just manage the stress levels, exercise, all these sorts of things can be helpful. But there's a lot of natural things out there that can help too. The nettle root's great. Keeping your fatty acids up. Maintaining that you keep your estrogen levels low. A lot of times higher estrogen levels can cause that too. And men, we're seeing that more after 40. And a lot of it's due to diet. But remember, better healthy fats in your diet keep testosterone levels at a good level and estrogen levels low. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 14 says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Love that. Good stuff. Location of body fat may predict arterial stiffness. New study came out that says that different patterns of fat distribution in black and white women may predict increased arterial stiffness, now, which is associated with cardiovascular disease. Stiff arteries force the heart to work harder and also to pump blood. Associated with the buildup of plaque in the arteries, which is atherosclerosis, and can block blood flow and lead to heart attack. In the study, Dr. Danny Epen of Emory University in Atlanta and colleagues used skin calipers to measure fat in several sites on bodies of 102 African-American and 228 white middle-aged women. Fat was measured in the upper chest, the armpit, the triceps, and the shoulder blade, the abdomen, and above the hip bone and thigh. That's pretty normal. And the women were also assessed for arterial stiffness. Compared to the white women, or the Caucasian women, the African-American women had more arterial stiffness and more fat in the armpit, triceps, shoulder blade, and hip bone areas, the investigators found. Now, after adjusting for those factors, they could be related to arterial stiffness. The researchers concluded that fat in the armpit area predicts increased arterial stiffness in black women, while fat in the abdomen and the triceps area was a predictor in the Caucasian women. So the study was to be presented at the American Heart Association's Atherosclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology meeting, that's a tongue twister, in Chicago. Because the study was presented at a medical meeting, the data and conclusions should be viewed as preliminary until published in a peer-reviewed journal. Interesting. So the location of body fat may be one of our predictors how we can find how stiff or pliable the arteries are. And that losing body fat and getting in shape and getting the body in a healthier state might be one of the clues and one of the ways we can early on get people into a healthier way. So with the cardiovascular disease as strong as it is right now, this is some great information to take people to the next level with their health. Love all this new stuff coming out. Luann, you're next on the show. How can I help?
Hi. Yes, I'm actually calling, hoping maybe you can give me some information to help my husband. He's 49 years old, and he has fibromyalgia. And right now he's having a lot of bad sciatica pain also. And I was just wondering if you could recommend some natural remedies maybe as far as for the fibromyalgia.
Okay. When did it start? Talk to me.
Oh, let's see. It's, you know, been within the last 10 years probably. Off and on, it seems like it kind of comes and goes. I've heard different traumatic things can make it worse, you know, and it's not this way all the time.
Right.
Here recently, he's been bad, and then his sciatica pain's kind of the same way. He's had some lower back issues, and been had X-rays done and different things, and he has a bulging disc, and which might be part of his problem for the sciatica.
Yeah, that's always a big challenge. Where is the bulging disc? Do you know?
That I do not. Specifics, I don't know which, it's down there pretty low, but I don't know exactly which ones it is.
Okay.
But he does a lot of stretches every morning. He spends time doing stretches and has even worn some special shoes as far as that, they kind of look like they have a rounded heel, kind of make you, your posture stand a little different, carry your weight different. And
sure.
He thought at times those have helped. But then the sciatica flared up, and so has the fibromyalgia. It's been worse here recently.
Who has he
and
been to
I,
see?
You know,
what doctors has he seen, specialists?
He has, for his back, and he's had a couple shoulder surgeries and things, so he's talked to an orthopedic surgeon, about his back, and they've done
right.
X-rays and different things. There's just nothing wrong enough, bad enough to make them want to do surgery or anything. That's very much the last resort. As far as the fibromyalgia, just regular medical doctor, and they did put him on a medication. Oh, it's probably been a year or two ago. It's something new that came out. I seen it advertised on TV. I just don't remember the name of it. And she told him, she said, go on it. You'll know within a week if it's going to help you. Well, it didn't. And I'm a little bit anti-medication.
Yeah,
maybe
I understand.
Too. I hated to see him get on something, for the pain if there was something else we could do.
Well, there's a lot he can do. This has been going on for 10 years. Has he had a lot of stress over the last 10 years, like with work or life or whatever?
Well, he is typically a worrier.
Okay.
That
says a lot.
We own our own business, so that in itself is a little bit stressful. But as far as, not terribly bad, but he does tend to be a worrier himself. And I hate to sound like maybe brings it on himself a little bit.
Like almost.
As far
almost
as what I don't look as stressed, he does, and things. Just that more that type of a person, that it's not stressing me out, but it's causing him problems,
It's causing him all kinds of stress. Yeah. Well, I think a couple things. Well, if he's dealing with fibromyalgia, he's got a bulging disc, there's a couple things. First, obviously, encourage him to let things go, maybe to lighten up a little bit in life. And that's easier said than done. I realize that. But if you want to give him a game plan, first and foremost, cutting out foods in his body that would create inflammation with fibromyalgia. Now, fibromyalgia has a very strong mental link. So just know that. So the worry and all that is probably causing a lot of the issues. But getting an anti-inflammatory diet, such as the one in my book, Empowering Your Health, that can be a real encouragement to him. And also, I would encourage him to go either see a DO, which is an osteopathic physician, or a DC, which is a chiropractic physician. Here's why. Both of those physicians are very good with structural-based care. And the spine is part of the structural part of the body. They have some great, and physical therapy can help too, but I would go see one of those physicians probably first. See how the consultation goes and all of that, and see what kind of treatment they can offer. See what kind of things can be helpful to him in that regard. But just, if you're looking for more natural things, changing his diet, cutting out cow's milk, dairy for the casein protein, and also watching gluten, which is in all the grains, those are the top two inflammatory foods that we eat on a regular basis that might be causing him some issue. So look into that and keep us posted. You're listening to the best.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.